Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Ooh, soon we're going to have a new theme song. Oh, I'm so excited. Doug and Donna joining us in studio. I've been talking about this for a while, and we finally picked the date, which is tonight, which is now, this hour. And it all stems back from the Overnight America theme song you created, and Doug, you recorded it on your phone. It's brilliant. And that was 2 months ago. I can't believe it was that long ago you sent that into the show.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months, but
we're here today.
I'm not sure if I'd call it brilliant, but
I love it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
So
that's quite a compliment.
Both of you guys pulled in your keyboards. In fact, hold on. Let me take a picture while we're on air real quick.
And
here we go. Let's take a photo. Yeah. All right. Boom. Let me post it on social media so people can see what we're working at Ryan Recker. And what I'll do is let everyone know that I'm not a great music mixer. I am, for being in the industry in radio, you think you'd have a pretty good ear for the different levels and things. I'm terrible at it. So what you guys have headphones on. If I'm not doing something right, let me know. Then I'll be able to adjust on this end.
Yeah.
You got to turn it. Okay, so Donna, how about we start with you? How about you play a couple of notes so we can kind of get the... You know what that sounds like to me is, you know, late night talk show. It's like exactly what it is. I love it. And there would be
how appropriate, right?
There would be a studio audience clapping and cheering when that song starts playing.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, Doug, can you try and do a few chords here?
Well, I can't play nearly as well as she can, but I'll do my best. Yeah. How's that? Let's do a couple things here. Let's see. Play with that and get this.
Sounds like a Rod Stewart song. Rod Stewart would kick in on something.
I have no idea what it was.
Wait, did you guys just make that up off the top of your heads? You just kind of play that? Yeah?
Totally.
I love it. When you came up with the Overnight America and you recorded it, was it this keyboard you used?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why I brought it down here.
And you set up a cell phone and you just recorded it through whatever app on the phone? And
I recorded it onto my voice app that's on the...
Yeah.
It's on, you know, you do memos and things.
Uh-huh.
And I knew the quality wasn't going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sent that to you, I anticipated you were going to listen to it privately.
I just played it right on air.
You sure did.
It was so good, though.
That was my fault because I should have waited until you went off the air to send it to you. Then you could have listened to it.
Well, I heard the thing, and you should have seen me. I was yelling and screaming. I was so excited when I heard that thing for the first time. It was so awesome.
Well, great. Thank you.
All right, so you're going to do a live performance. Do you want to try a version of it now,
sure,
how it sounds?
We can take one. Let's try it.
And we might take a couple of different takes, and producer Mike's in there. You'll have to give us a thumbs up what he thinks or a thumbs down if he hates it. You never know that Mike.
You never know what Mike's going to do.
Yeah, you never know. All right, whenever you guys are ready.
All right, here we go.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
Oh, that went so good. Oh, I loved it.
All
that
right.
was so good. good. Oh, Mike, how was it? How did it sound in there? I was so pumped up. That was great. Oh, I got to hold on. Okay.
You guys, if I'm talking, but it sounded great. It sounded brilliant.
Thank you, Mike.
I loved it. You guys are so good. How do you just do that without even thinking? You're just like, okay, we'll do it. And you just do your thing.
You are so.
Yeah, Doug, it's so awesome, man.
Well, you know, it's like I said to you before, this is the only thing I've ever done.
Music.
My entire life is music.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing when I was 4, and I started playing drums when I was 7.
How many songs have you wrote in your life?
Oh, well, as they say in Nashville, not enough to hurt. But
to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I've only written a few that are, and they're, you know, it's fun to do them. I mean, I've never gotten anything recorded by anybody or anything like that, but
yeah.
I've had fun doing it. You know,
this is probably much different than going into a professional sound studio by any means, but it's still pretty cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. I'm not going to, I mean, how could you possibly say this is not professional? Look at all this gear. I mean, come on.
Got stuff everywhere.
I mean, this is great. You know?
We do have some pretty expensive equipment in here, and I look at some of this stuff here. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I've worked with soundboards before, and there's a lot. The nice thing about these soundboards and the way they've changed so much through the years,
mm-hmm.
these are digital, so each individual sound pot, you can adjust to tell what source you want it to be.
Mm, that's cool.
And before, it's just, you know, there was basically something you'd plug in the back, and that's what the pot represented, was ever that one audio source. And then if you wanted to change it, you had to mess with the cords or whatever. But in this case, you just, little turn dial, and you can pull up anything you want.
Yeah, cool. Well, you've got the mics that you have here are definitely very similar, if not a duplicate of what I've seen in studios.
What, Electro Voice? Yeah,
these are good mics.
Industry standard. You see these all over the place. There's some really expensive microphones out here. This is like a lot. I would say, I don't know, easily half of the radio stations I've ever seen use these microphones.
Oh, yeah, they're majority. Great. Well, they're very reliable or durable.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a great sound and a great frequency response.
Yeah, I'm so pumped up. I still can't stop thinking about the song. It is so good. What kind of music do you guys want to play tonight? What do you got in your mind?
Well, we ran through a couple of things before we came down here.
Yeah.
So a couple of standards and things like that. Nothing too crazy. But.
Give us a preview because we'll go to break and then we'll do some more after the break. So anything that you want to tease for the next one?
Ah, okay.
That's Doug's thinking music.
Oh, this is a good one. Cole Porter. Goes like this. Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night. Tell me, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom or the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, deep in the height of me, there's oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Night and day, deep in the heart of me, there's oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, day and night, day and night, night and day. Day.
I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, thank you,
man. You guys are so good together. You are so good together. You know Brad Young, who fills in on this show? He just sent me a text message. Yeah. He said, new theme song, cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Brad Young. Oh, wow. It's so great. You came in, and that was Cole Porter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you come in, and you have these great songs you're performing. And producer Mike says, hey, can you do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song?
He did that last time, too, I think.
Yeah, I think he asked us that last time, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have to come back, and we want to do some more songs.
Oh, sure.
I want to hear the theme song again when we come back, too, if you don't mind, because it is just so good. So good. Doug and Donna is going to be with us for the entire hour. We're going to be playing some songs and some of their favorites. And you just heard the debut of the Overnight America theme song. We're going to do it again. I loved it so much. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
And welcome back to Overnight America. Oh, I'm so excited for this hour. You just heard some Cole Porter. You heard the Overnight America theme music. And Doug and Donna, they're going to stick around this hour. Oh, it was so good. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Here we go. Sorry, producer Mike. I turned your mic on. I wanted to hear you sing, too. Do you want to get in here? You want to come sing, producer Mike? Come on in. You can sing a few tunes. Come on.
I wouldn't want to pull the band down.
Doug and Donna, you guys, do you perform how often? About once a week?
Well, as much as we can. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, as much as we can.
You guys, yeah, you travel a little bit. You play for different groups. And
she is currently working with Vicky Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And she's writing a show for Vicky Carr.
Oh, cool.
And you may not know who Vicky Carr is. Mm-hmm. Vicky Carr is, she was a very, very popular singing star back in the 70s. Johnny Rabbit knows exactly who she is.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
Vicky Carr, okay.
Because she plays her tune once in a while on the Saturday night on the Route 66 show.
Oh, cool.
And anyway, she's very, very good singer. Well, she's getting back in the game, and it's a good idea. And Donna used to work with her years ago. So they know each other. They're buds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so got together, and she's like, you want to do it again? Don's like, sure.
Awesome. That's so cool.
San Antonio.
Oh, in San Antonio. Yeah.
So she's writing for that, and then we are also putting a show together for the two of us,
mm-hmm.
and we are currently compiling a video and getting it together to submit to some of the cruise lines.
Oh, cool. That would be so awesome. Yeah. You guys are excellent, and you guys put on some, I mean, you guys really work well together. You really do.
Well, we do our best. I mean, the thing I like about it is we do a big variety. We try and do a big variety, and sometimes when we're doing more pop things, we use tracks, I'll be very honest, and that's not uncommon. I mean, people do it a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it with me tonight because I didn't think he wanted to do that, but we do that once in a while, and it gives us a nice, grouping of things because we have more than just one style, and that's the thing we like about each other. We're both able to do all these different styles.
When someone's trying to learn how to play, what's the first song they teach them?
She's the one for that. I don't know. I don't teach piano lessons. I don't know.
Like in guitar, they do Smoke on the Water. That's like the song you learn. So what's the equivalent to
Stevie.
The...
Yeah, Sunshine of My Life.
Oh.
It's a whole tone scale.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's pretty good. You make that so easy, though. No. See, you make it sound like, oh, it's no big deal. But I'm going to guess it would be difficult for a lot of people. You make it look so easy.
You got to think in pictures.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, see, what happens is most people, this is my experience, too, from being a teacher, is the people that you're only limited by what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And if you limit yourself, you'll never do anything. You might, you know, that's why some folks stay home all the time and never walk out because they're afraid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad, but it's true.
That's interesting.
And you don't want to do that. So there's a lot of psychology involved in this as far as how you approach yourself and what you want to do, you know?
You said you were going to perform an old-time swing tune. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I got an idea of something that would work out. Who is the original artist?
On this tune? The original. Well, I don't know about the original artist, but the composer is George Gershwin.
Okay. Very popular, yeah.
So Gershwin, I mean, you can't go wrong with Gershwin, right?
Good old Gershie.
It's very clear
Our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. Yeah. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone, the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they're gonna go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're gonna go a long, long way. In time the Rockies may tumble, Gibraltar may crumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to, our love is here to, our love is here to stay. Not going away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. That is so good. That is so good.
Well, thank you.
Where did you just naturally learn how to sing, or did you ever take classes, or did anyone teach you?
Well, yes to all of it.
Yeah.
I started, like I said, when I was 4 years old, I started singing
mm-hmm.
and sang for just, you know, family stuff, whatever. Just,
yeah.
And just around the house, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm the youngest of four.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister is the oldest, and when she was in high school, of course, I was in elementary school. So she'd come home from high school, and the argument was, are we going to watch American Bandstand, or are we going to watch Mickey Mouse Club? Well, American Bandstand.
Much cooler. Yeah.
Which didn't hurt me at all.
Yeah.
Because I got my ear developed by listening to all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I listened to all that, and I started playing in bands and stuff when I was a teenager. I started playing in bars when I was 13 years old.
Wow. How about that?
with guys that were 10 years older than me. They had to ask my dad permission, you know. And my dad says, sure, that's fine. Just to let them drink. That's no problem. We won't do that. And they didn't. It was all square on the square.
Yeah.
We did the jobs. It was great training. That's really great training. And you learn that stuff you can't learn in school from any teacher, from any music teacher, any, you know, guy. So then I went on and, you know, yeah, I eventually got my bachelor's in music education with a voice emphasis. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I took voice lessons. I gave a voice recital, all that good stuff.
Does that mean, do you ever get the jitters like you did when you were 13?
No, and be honest with you, I never got them much when I was 13.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No problems?
Not really. Part of the reason is with my eyesight situation the way it was at that time, I couldn't see that far in front of me anyway, so it didn't make much difference. I did it for me.
So it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a stand-up comedian when the lights are on them. They can't see the audience. Yeah, it makes things a little bit easier that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know what that's like, and that's okay. Hey, it's cool. It all worked out. I'm in the best place I could be in my life right now, so that's how I feel about it.
Great. Before we go to break, can you play the Overnight America theme song again? I loved it so much.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that for you, sir. Here we go.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people that are feeling all right here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
so much. It's so good. I love it so much. That is so great, Doug. I mean, you really created something awesome.
I see some guys out the window holding lighters up.
I do. Yeah, there they are. Oh, boy. You know, that's the park. If you see the lighters light up, they're not using it for the music. Yeah, it's a different reason they're using those lighters.
No kidding.
Doug and Donna, you're going to stick around for the rest of the hour.
Absolutely.
Let's do some more music. Let's have some more fun on Overnight America KMOX.
News Radio 1120 KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues. You guys are such professionals, Doug and Donna. Producer Mike put your two versions of the Overnight America theme song into the newsroom. They're exactly the same length. Like, it's one and two, they're exactly the same. So, I don't know how you do it. You guys are just naturally good. Is that the thing? Coming up. I keep turning your mic on, Producer Mike. I'm sorry.
You just have to know what button to push.
That's it. I still can't do
Mike
that right.
Mike can tell you that.
I know. You know, I can barely push the right buttons anymore. I used to be a whiz at doing this board stuff, but once you get a little rusty, it seems like you really have to concentrate harder than you should, and then you still get it wrong. So I wanted to thank you guys for coming in, and the theme song was just fantastic.
You're entirely welcome. It's our pleasure.
Yeah. And you said there's a couple of other songs you wanted to play, including one by Little Stevie.
Yeah.
Ooh, which one?
Sunshine of My Life.
Oh, I love it. I'd love to hear it.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning, and I loved you for a million years. And if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around, yeah. You are the apple of my eye, yeah. Forever you'll stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And now I know this must be heaven. How can so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life. Yes, you are. That's why I'll always be around, yeah. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. And then you came to my rescue. And now I know this must be heaven. How can so much love
be inside of you. Oh, oh, oh. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always, always be around.
Doug, man, you really went for it there. Whoa! Where's man!
Where is he, boy?
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Who am I going to disturb? There's no way you can hear you outside this room, so I can go for it.
Yeah, you know? I know. Well, yeah. These soundproof rooms, soundproof doors and things, you'd be surprised. You know, the way there's some things you can't soundproof. We have these two metal stacks here that put all the cords to the rest of the building and things. I can hear certain things through those stacks. So every once in a while, you'll hear vibrations and things going on in the newsroom right through those. So it's close to soundproofed. There could be a chance that Alex is out there. No, I think Alex is gone. But he might have been able to hear you through that. But, oh, wow! You guys are so good together.
Well, thank you.
So good. Are there any musicians that are very difficult to perform their music? Are there ones that prove to be challenges when you start to learn some of the different music that's out there?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah?
Yeah, what would you say?
Well, as far as piano is concerned, like as far as jazz piano, it's the 11.
Who is it?
Bill Evans.
Bill Evans.
Jazz piano. Yeah.
Oh.
He's very, a lot of color, a lot of sound.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're good. How long have you been playing for, Donna?
Since I was a little kid. About 10 years old.
Wow.
I started on organ, and I used to play for my dad to have his coffee.
Yeah.
After dinner all the time, even on the front porch.
So you would perform for the parents. Your dad would be out there.
Oh,
that's so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, I'm old and I'm still
doing it. Wow, man, Stevie Wonder, that sounded great.
Thank you.
Do you know any Kanye West? Just kidding. No Kanye West. Kidding.
Not even the guy. Well, the only way I'd know a Kanye West tune now is if I knew one of the hymns he recorded.
Oh, yeah.
I used to perform with several churches. So.
Yeah. Do you know any hymns or old gospel songs? Do you guys perform any of those?
We don't perform any of them, but I know some of them. I probably know more than she does, but just because I spent more time doing that.
Yeah.
You know.
That seems to be, it's interesting the way that Christian music, a lot of like these radio stations do really well in the ratings. That seems to be music-wise, people really love listening to it. Contemporary Christian music, I guess, would be the category. What other songs? There's any other ones you had in mind that you wanted to perform?
Yeah. Let's do Jersey Boys.
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
A little Broadway action, something from Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys.
There you go.
You know, I saw Frankie Valli once live in concert. He was great.
Did you?
Yeah, but I haven't seen the Broadway musical Jersey Boys. Is it good?
Very good?
It uses all their songs.
Yeah, it's very good. It's not a jukebox musical.
Okay, it's not. Yeah.
But it's a real story.
Okay.
It's really good.
I'll have to hear it.
You'd love it.
Let's hear some Jersey Boys.
And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby, trust in me when I say. Oh, pretty baby, don't bring me down, I pray. Oh, pretty baby, now that I found you, stay. Let me love you, baby, let me love you. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. And I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Oh, yeah. And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby, don't bring me down, I pray. Oh, pretty baby, now that I found you, stay. Let me love you, baby, let me love you. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby, don't bring me down, I pray. Oh, pretty baby, now that I found you, stay. And let me love you, baby, let me love you. You're just too good to be true.
Wow, that sounds so good.
Yeah. Man. Thank you, man. That was fun. That was fun.
Oh, man. It is so good. Producer Mike messaged me and he said, here, I'll put this up. He said he wanted to play a clip. All right, go ahead. Play it, Producer Mike. I am giddy. Like a schoolgirl. Oh, thanks a lot, Producer Mike. Thanks for that. Always trying to find those little clips.
Well, that's better than saying you're a tightwad.
I got all of those in there still. You know, we're going to do this for another segment, if you guys can stick around until 11, which is great. Producer Mike had a couple of... he actually had some songs he wanted to throw out there for you to see if you know how to play. Mm-hmm. Do you know any Ray Charles?
I'm sure I can scare one up.
Or Van Morrison.
Oh, Van Morrison. Yeah, we can do a little something. Moon Dance. Or
you want to do Moon Dance?
Sure.
Let's do that when we come back.
Okay, cool.
That's the one.
That's the one he wants?
That's the one he wants.
Okay, cool.
Look at that. You can dedicate it to Mike in there.
All right.
Because he's he's going to be in there. Now, if people are listening, and let's say they want to try to book you or reach out to you, how can they find you guys?
You can find me basically at... doug.flagg@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. Just send you an email.
You can do that, or you can call 314-541-7131.
Did you say you guys were working on a website?
Yeah.
Yes. That's her job.
That's your domain?
Yeah.
I guess there's a pun there, but...
Yeah, we're sticking our necks out.
Yeah, trying to do it. Okay, so people, I'm sure there's going to be different events, and people may be listening right now, and they may think of, oh, Doug and Donna were so good on KMOX.
And we're not just two. We can augment the size to whatever you need.
Sure.
Oh, okay, so you have other musicians you work with.
Oh, absolutely.
You can do up to 10?
Yeah.
Wow, big stuff there.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a dance routine, too, that you can throw in there?
No.
No dancing.
No.
That's where Mike can come in. Yeah,
Mike,
that's where he gets
Mike to do that.
All right, let's do some Van Morrison when we come back. Let's
absolutely
do that. This is Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
In Overnight America, we have about 5 minutes left in this hour. I think we got enough time to do one more song. That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Sure.
Doug and Donna joining us in studio. And man, this has just been such a fun hour. You guys are so good at what you do.
Well,
just
thank you,
so good. Producer Mike recommended Van Morrison, Moon Dance. Is that something you guys ever play in public?
Oh, sure.
Yeah? That's a popular one, isn't it?
Oh, it's very popular. Yeah.
You think you can play that one for us now?
Absolutely.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies.
And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And oh, the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. And all the soft moonlight seems to hide in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And anytime I touch you, would you just tremble inside? And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Oh, oh, oh. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning is come. I know that the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And anytime I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Oh, one more moon dance, a little more romance. One more moon dance, a little more romance. Can't I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
Woo! Thank you, man.
Woo! Wow! Yeah. All right, do you approve, Mike? Do you approve?
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you.
Thank
amazing.
You, man.
Oh, so good. Wow, you guys are so fun together. My goodness, that was so great.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I'm just, like, floored by all of this. It's just so amazing. So amazing.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate
Doug
that.
Doug and Donna, I got to tell you, I mean, this hour went by so fast. It just, it's got to be like that whenever you're performing. It just goes by so quickly.
You know, it really does. Especially if people are really enjoying themselves, like you are enjoying yourself. When you get into a room, you know, when there's a lot of people having a good time, the energy's great.
Yeah. You know? Once the energy's there, you can kind of get into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, again, if people wanted to email you, perhaps they had an event coming up and they wanted to contact you, what's your email address again?
It's doug.flagg@gmail.com.
Perfect. Wow. I got to thank you guys for coming in. We only have about 50 seconds left here, and
thank you.
I'm so thrilled by all of this. I might replay this some of these songs on a Thursday Thanksgiving night special
that'd be great.
I know. I'm so many things I'm thankful for. You guys coming in, I'm very thankful for your performances.
Well, we're thankful for you having us, man.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
Might have to do that moon dance one. Was so good. Everything, even Cole Porter. I mean, it was all so great. So we'll have to get you in again sometime in the future.
Thank you, Ryan.
I really enjoyed it. We're going to post that hour up on KMOX.com/ONA, and we'll put Doug's information on there in case you wanted to reach out to him. You can see that email address. That way it's easier. If you wanted to send him an email, let him know you enjoyed it, or maybe you got an event coming up. Another hour of Overnight America coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.